Welcome to a short podcast by Linda Hindle, Lead Allied Health Professional at Public Health England, with an introduction by Alison Raw, Professional Advisor for Allied Health Professionals at the Department of Health, as part of the Week of Action on Helping Families and Giving Children and Young People the Best Start to Life.
Hello, I'm Alison Raw from the Department of Health.
Welcome, Linda.
As the Allied Health Professional Lead at Public Health England, I would like you to explain further how physiotherapists, occupational therapists, speech and language therapists, podiatrists, orthoptists, prosthetic and orthotics, radiographers, paramedics, art, music and drama therapists and dietitians can make a significant contribution to the health and well-being of children and young people of today.
Thanks, Alison. As you know, the Allied Health Professionals have committed to become recognised as an integral part of the public health workforce, and there are some really clear examples of where the Allied Health Professionals contribute to health and well-being of children and young people. A few weeks ago, Public Health England published their document Evidence into Action, which listed seven big priorities which Public Health England feel with collective system-wide effort can make a real difference to the health and well-being of the population. And four of those seven priorities are particularly relevant to this agenda. Firstly, ensuring that every child has the best start in life. Secondly, reducing obesity, particularly for children. And then also reducing smoking and harmful drinking, both of which have an important impact on children within families, but also we want to minimise the number of children who initiate these harmful behaviours in childhood. So as I said, there are some fabulous examples of allied health professionals supporting children, young people and their families to have the best start in life and to protect their health for the future. And I'd like to mention just a few of those. So one is speech and language therapists working with staff in early year settings to tackle the high incidence of language delay in young children. This is really important because children with delayed language skills have more difficulties doing well at school, and this impacts on their educational attainment and potentially on their future employment choices and health and well-being. Of course, dietitians and physiotherapists as experts in food and physical activity are key to the fight against childhood obesity, and staff from these professions are part of multidisciplinary teams providing treatment and prevention programmes for obesity. We know that children with learning, emotional and physical difficulties may struggle to learn, socialise and play, and that results in them not coping with basic activities such as getting dressed or brushing their teeth. But equally at school they may have difficulty concentrating in class or lack the confidence to take part in playground activities. This will affect their ability to learn, to participate in school activities and make friends, which can be really difficult because we know that fitting in is so important to a child's self-esteem and happiness. Occupational therapists can work with the child, their parents and teachers to find solutions to minimise the difficulties children face and help them get the most from life. And also, orthoptists identify and rectify visual problems in children to enable them to fulfil their potential in school and in the wider social sense. Of course, the allied health professionals don't work in isolation. They're natural integrated practitioners and work very closely with school nurses, health visitors and many other colleagues to really address these health and wellbeing issues within children. So finally, Alison, I'd really like to make a plea to all my allied health professional colleagues that it's so important that we start to recognise the public health value that we bring, to see where we can do more within our day-to-day work, to evaluate what we're doing so that we can really demonstrate the impact and to tell other people about our public health role. This is such an important agenda for public health. We all have a role to play and we've got to work together if we're going to make a difference. Thanks.
Thank you.
For more information on the Week of Action, please visit vivbennett.blog.gov.uk or follow us on Twitter at #PHPCYPWeek.